If we're being recorded, yeah.
Sorry, yesterday wasn't recorded.
Yesterday, we didn't give a show yesterday.
No, but you spoke very well.
Whatever, just a few thoughts. Okay. Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. We just saw this story, a very frightening story actually, about somebody who left their tefillin. They went to the Beis HaKisei, they left their tefillin outside, it got taken. It got taken by an Isha Zoyna. She then accused him of acting in an improper way and had tragic consequences. So from then on, they were misaken that instead you should bring the tefillin inside. So here comes a similar story. Tana Rabbanan. Boreshoino hayu manichin tefillin b'chayrin hasmuchim lebeis hakisei. Initially, they used to put their tefillin b'chayrin. Chayrin, as we saw in the previous Gemara, means the holes. They put in a hole in the wall hasmuchim lebeis hakisei, on the beis hakisei side. So we learned a story about when it was put on the Rishus HaRabim side, and that ended up in tragedy. So now we're saying what it initially used to do is actually put on the other side, which is on the Beis HaKisei side. So you would have thought that that should be safe, because now it's not on the Rishus HaRabim side, so there's no chashash that people will come from the outside and take the tefillin. However, this also ended up badly, because Uboin Achbarim. Achbar is a rat, a rodent. The rats came along, presumably, obviously, they did not have the hygiene that we do, and therefore inside the Beis HaKisei was clearly a place where rodents, vermin, used to dray around, and therefore these achbarim came along and they took the tefillin. So we don't really have much choice now. His skinu, they then introduced, they instituted, and instead of putting on the inside, instead, you should not put it on the inside where rats might come and take it away. Instead, you should put it on the outside. There are no rats, but then you're running into a different problem. What's the other problem? The problem when leaving the tefillin on the outside side of the window is that even if there's no rats there, but there's passers-by, as we learned in the previous tragic story, and they took them. So we're rather stuck. We don't really have any options left on the table. If we bring the tefillin inside, there's a chashash that achborim will take them. If we leave them on the outside, there's a chashash that oivrei drochim will take them. So what should we do? So at that stage, hiskinu, they made a takona, sheyehi oichzon b'yadayim. Indeed, you should hold them in your hand, the nichnas, and you enter the Beis HaKisei. Neither should you leave them on the outside, nor should you leave them on the inside. Rather, they should be in your hand, and that is the best place for them. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Miasha Brei, the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Miasha, the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, said, Halacha goyel along kemin sefer. The halacha, therefore, is, we've gone backwards and forwards trying to work out what the best option is. Says Rav Miasha, the halacha lemaise is, you should be goyel along. Goyel along means you should roll them kemin sefer. Just like a Sefer Torah, similar to the Sefer Torah that we have, is rolled up, and that is the neatest, most practical way of storing it. So too, the tefillin should be rolled up. I guess that means similarly to the way that we wrap our tefillin and put them in the tefillin bag, rather than just dumping them in with all the ritzuos hanging there. We don't do that. Rather, we wrap the tefillin in a neat manner. The oichzon biyaminoi. Keneged liboy. So he should wrap up the tefillin, hold them in his right hand, keneged liboy, opposite his heart. So it's with his right hand, but they're across his chest. His lave, hopefully, is in the right place, should be on the left-hand side. So he's holding the tefillin in the right, he holds them across his chest, keneged liboy. I guess what that means is that's the safest way of holding the tefillin, because now your whole body is actually acting, as it were, as a support for the tefillin. Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Omar Rav Nachman. They said in the name of Rav Nachman that there is a condition attached. Ubilvad, this is all fine and well, but providing Shaloi Tehe Ritsua Yoitso Mitachas Yodoi Tefach. One has to ensure that the Ritsua, the straps of the tefillin, do not leave his hand by a tefach's worth. Meaning, it's all fine and well, but they should be firmly ensconced and enveloped inside his hand. Nothing should be protruding, not only not the tefillin, even the ritzuos as well. With the obvious question being, the ritzuos themselves are clearly not as kodosh as the tefillin themselves. So why are we being makpid that the ritzuos should not exit his hand? So look at Rashi. Shaloi tehei ritzua, sheyesh bo kedusha. That's the answer to our question. The ritzua also has kedusha. The strap of the tefillin, and this is a chiddush. Normally, a dovah shebi kedusha means something that has the Shem Hashem in it, right? Like a Sefer Torah, or a Chumash, or a Sefer, or something like that. Then you have what's called a Tashmishei Mitzvah, something which inherently has no Kedusha. It's an item which is used for a mitzvah. Is there any problem to bring that into the bathroom? Is there any issue to bring your Esrog into the bathroom? To bring your matzah on Seder night into the bathroom? And the answer is unequivocally, there is absolutely no problem, and I can prove it to you because we do this every single day. Every single person who goes into the bathroom is wearing a tzitzis. And many people wear their tzitzis hanging out. The answer is because tzitzis does not have the name of Hashem. It is not inherently kodosh. It is what we call a tashmishei mitzvah, an article which is used for the performance of the mitzvah. So the tefillin themselves are more than just an article used for the mitzvah. They have the parashios in them with the Shem Hashem and Divrei Torah. Whereas the ritzuos, I would have thought, do not have kedusha, because the ritzuos are just the tashmishei mitzvah. They're the mitzvah side of things. And yet Rashi tells us, actually, no. Rashi tells us that the ritzua does have kedusha. In a moment, we'll see why. But this explains to us why, therefore, one has to be very careful when you go into the bathroom and the tefillin are now wrapped in your hand. You've got to make sure that not only are the actual tefillin covered, but the ritzuos are covered as well, and they should therefore not be protruding from the hand. Now, why do the ritzuos have kedusha? By the way, the very important manifestation of this halacha is with regard to gniza, putting things in shemus. If you have a chumash or a siddur, say for Torah, which has become unusable, you cannot throw it out. You've got to put it in gniza. If you have tefillin, it's got to go into gniza. What about ritzuos? Or what about your esrog? After Yom Tov, do you have to put your esrog in gniza? And the answer is no. There is a machlekes rishonim, we paskin, that you should not throw it into the garbage, because that's a zilzal. If you do so, you should wrap it first. But that's only because you mustn't be mezalzal in a tashmishei mitzvah. But there's no requirement to do gneiza. People, by the way, do not know this halacha. Very important halacha to use, to know. If, for example, imagine you've got some schach left over from your sukkah and it's become unusable. You do not need to do gniza, that's true, but it cannot be thrown out in your local garbage can. Rather, it's got to be put in a bag, wrapped, and then thrown out. It does not need to be double wrapped. So why do the Ritzuos have Kedusha? Says Rashi, Sha'arei bohen hu koishron. It is with them that he is tying the tefillin. Ubekesha nire ba'asiyosai. In the kesha of the tefillin, it is visible in the performance of the kesha. Kamin dalad. Al shem achas me'oisiyos shel shakai. The name of Hashem, one of the names of Hashem is Shakai, Shin, followed by a Dalad and a Yud. All three letters, Shin and Dalad and Yud, are visible on Tefillin, as we're about to explain, and together they produce, as it were, the name of Hashem. By the way, we're talking about the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Now, the shin, I think we all know, obviously, that's on the side of the tefillin. You have to put a shin on the side of the tefillin, that's halacha Moshe Sinai. On one side, as we know, the shin has three arms, on another side it has four, but that's your shin. Now, where is the dalad? Where's the dalad in the tefillin? So Rashi says again, the kesher that you are making, Nira ba'asiyosai, it would appear, it appears like kamin, a type of, that's what it means, kamin. Kamin, a type of dalad. Al shem achas mi'oisav shol shakai. V'hashin, the initial letter shin, where is that to be found? Well, that's right there. Osui, that is made b'koislei, on the walls of Haketzitza Hachitzoina, on the outside wall of the bias, where we have the Ashir. That's where the Shin is. The Dalad is in the Kesha, which, by the way, might be a Rhinus, a Shittas Rashi. As we know, the knot at the back of the head, some people's knot appear in the shape of a Dalad, really does look like a Dalad, and some looks more like a box shaped, a square with four squares in it, which is supposed to resemble a shin. But either way, the way Rashi has it for the moment, it sounds like that the knot at the back of the head is supposed to resemble a dalad. So I've got the shin on the tefillin, I've got the dalad with the ritzuos on the back of the tefillin. That's two out of three. Where's the yud? It says Rashi, v'hayud asuya, that is made b'roish ritzuas tefillin shel yad. Now we're moving over to the tefillin shel yad. The kesher that you have, right, when you put the tefillin over your arm and you then tighten it, next to the tefillin there is a little knot there, and the small kesher resembles the yud, ritzua ketano ma'oid, a very small strap, kofuf roisha, whose top is bent over in the direction of the tefillin, the nearest kamin yud, and it looks like a type of yud, such that your tefillin shel roish, together with your tefillin shel yad, are actually together producing the letters, as it were, of shin and dalad and yud, which is shakai. So therefore, if we say that it's only something which has the name of Hashem that has Kedusha, well, this has the name of Hashem. And that's why the Ritzuos HaKadosh. Therefore, one has to make sure when entering the bathroom, not only is the actual tefillin covered, but also the Ritzuos also have to be covered as well. Now, says the Gemara, Omar, back into the Gemara, on the eighth bottom line or so, ninth bottom line, Omar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Omar Rabbi Zeira, Lo ishanu. When was all of that said? Elo. Sheyesh shohus bayoy. What does shohus mean? There's time. You have time during the day. Leloiv shom, to wear the tefillin afterwards. Meaning, you've entered the Beis HaKisei holding the tefillin, but not wearing them. Says the Gemara, that's only fine if there will remain afterwards time to put on the tefillin during the day. We know that Laila is not the Zman of tefillin, Yoim is. So you have to make sure when entering the bathroom that if you're not going to be wearing the tefillin, at least you'll have enough time to wear the tefillin after you've left the bathroom. So therefore, by telling him not to wear the tefillin, and rather he should be holding them in his hand, he's not therefore going to lose out on the mitzvah of tefillin, because he's still got further time during the day. So for that, if he's got time during the day, says the Gemara, Avol Ein Shohus Bayoim Leloiv Shom. But what happens if he's got no time in the day to put them on? Either, for example, that this is the last minute of the day and he hasn't yet put on tefillin, or it's not the last minute of the day, but for some reason, he will not have the availability, the possibility of putting on tefillin later on in the day. So basically, it's now or never. So now we've run into a bit of a problem. On the one hand, he's got to put on tefillin now. Why? Because he won't be able to do so later on, for whatever reason. On the other hand, if he does put on his tefillin, then he's violating this issa that we've been discussing, that you do not have your tefillin being worn when it's b'mokoyim golui, in a revealed way, that they could be visible in the bathroom. That's why we said if you hold them in your hand, they should not be visible, they've got to be completely wrapped up. But if he's wearing the tefillin, then you can hardly have them wrapped up. So what are you going to tell them? So don't wear the tefillin. But if he doesn't wear the tefillin, then he's lost the mitzvah for the day. So what does he do? Says the Gemara, that's all true. If he's got time in the day to wear the tefillin, so then you should put them in your hand. But if he's got no time in the day to wear the tefillin, and he's got to wear them now, then you should wear them. Oysa lohen, you should make for them kmin, kiss, a type of covering, tefach, we'll see what this means, and then umanichon, and then you can put on the tefillin. So what does that mean? Zot Rashi. This was the previous Gemara, Shalai the Big Day. Kedei Shalai Yipo, you should be holding them in your hand and not in your beged. We don't want them, Chas V'Shalom, to fall. But Yoim, if we're talking about a day, Keshu Chayotzon, when he removes the tefillin, you still have time. Bishvil Beis HaKisei, he takes them off, Bishvil Beis HaKisei, because he's entering the bathroom. Then I say, goyel alon kamin sefer. Then indeed, you should wrap them up completely. Kada omron, as we said before, providing once again that he will have time afterwards to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Or he's already been mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Now this Rashi, ubalaylo, is misplaced. The next Rashi, ubalaylo, should not be over here. It should be after the next Rashi. So first we'll learn the next Rashi. Oyselohem kiss tefach. You should make a kiss, a covering with a tefach. Now what does it mean with a tefach? Dechaloloi tefach. What does it mean, the halole? What's the halal? The space in the kisei. Meaning, this kisei should not be hugging the tefillin. It should be as an oversized covering, such that there is an airspace between the tefillin and the cover. Why? The choshev hakli oihel lahafsik beinom lekarka. So what's going on over here? Like we said before, this person has found himself in a bit of a pickle. On the one hand, he's got to wear the tefillin. Why? Because there's going to be no time left, and he doesn't want to miss out the mitzvah in HaTorah. On the other hand, he cannot wear tefillin in an ordinary way because he's in the Beis HaKisei. He cannot hold them in his hand because that's not wearing it. So what does he do? So the simple solution would be l'chayra, just simply to cover them. But that's not sufficient. Why? This is what Rashi is teaching us. We need the covering to be of a certain specification, and that is that there is a tefach halal. There is an airspace between the tefillin and the box, and therefore it's considered the kisui as an independent rishus. It is considered an oihel. An oihel means a structure. Once it's considered a structure, if we were now to be asked the question, where are the tefillin? In which particular domain do they find themselves in? And the answer is, they're not in the bathroom. They are inside the covering. But that's only true if the covering is considered an independent rishus, an oil. And how does that happen? Because it is a tefach inside. So once you've got the kiss with a tefach inside, so mamela, that's considered now an independent rishus, such that the tefillin, which are now situated inside the kiss, are no longer considered in the Beis HaKisei. No, they are in the new structure called the kis. It'll only be considered a structure if it has an airspace of a halal, of a tefach. So that way you have the best of both worlds. On the one hand, he really is putting on the tefillin, to the mitzvah. And on the other hand, he has not run into the problem of bringing tefillin into the Beis HaKisei because they're not considered the Beis HaKisei. They're in their own independent entity of a structure called the kis, the covering. Says the Gemara, right? Omar Rabba Baravuna. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Bayoim Goylalon Kemin Sefer. As we said before, Umanichon Beyodoi Kneged Liboy. Ubalaylo. Now, what does it mean by night? Where is he at night? So Rashi says, we're talking about when he's back at home. Remember, they wore their tefillin all day. At night, they finally took them off. Where did they put their tefillin? Says Rashi, Ubalayla kashuhu chayltson bebeisai. When he wants to remove the tefillin in his home, almanas, in order lahatsnia, to hide them ad haboikem. So he wants to put them in a safe place. Now, where is he going to put them? So again, they didn't have the efficient drawers and closets that we have. So he's going to want to put them on the floor. But that l'chayro be a bizoyin. So this is what the Gemara says. When you want to put them on the floor, what do? Once again, in the Laila, Oise, Lo, Kimin, Kis, Tefach. You make them a kis that has a Tefach Halal in it. And then, Umanichon, you can then place them on the floor. And that would work in exactly the same way. Because if the tefillin are on the floor, but because they are surrounded by the kis which has a tefach in it, that's considered its own independent structure. So it's considered to be inside the kis, and therefore that's considered not to be a lezayin for the tefillin. So just give me 2 seconds.